The Sefer names through Parsha Framshir for Parsha's Chukas. We'll be looking at the Sefer Mayim Rabim of Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchov. So the phrase Mayim Rabim comes up in Parsha's Chukas in Parak Chav, Pasuk Yud Aleph. After Moshe hits the rock twice, the Pasuk says, Mayim Rabim, abundant water came forth. So Rav Yechiel Michal was known as the Maggid of Zlotchov. He lived from 1721 to 1786. He was a student of the Baal Shem Tov, but is more known for being a student of the Maggid Mimezrich. His father, Rav Yitzchak, was the oldest student of the Baal Shem Tov. He founded a Hasidic movement known as Zlotchov, Yiddish for Zolotchov, which was the town in Ukraine where he was from. He had one daughter and five sons, and although he never officially wrote any Svarim, his five sons all became great Rabbanim, and so he called them his five books of the Torah. And they compiled all of his teachings into a sefer called Mayim Rabim. His most noted Talmud was the Ohev Yisrael, Rav Avram Yeshua Heschel of Apta, the Apta Rav. Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchov composed a nigun called the Nigun Rachamim Rabim. Beautiful violin, no words. It's a special nigun that the Baal Shem Tov requested be played for him right before the Baal Shem Tov passed away. The Baal Shem Tov promised that after he passed away, he would listen in heaven to whoever sang the nigun with sincere hopes of tshuva. The Baal Shem Tov would daven for great mercy for such an individual. And this nigun, called Nigun Rachamim Rabim by Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchov, the Zlotchov Nigun, you can actually find on mostly music and on YouTube. It's a tremendous, beautiful nigun. In Parshas Va'alostra, it says that the tribe of Dan was at the back of the line as the Me'asif. Rashi says that their task, the tribe of Dan, was to gather all the lost objects that had been dropped and return them to their rightful owner. So in the Shar HaChasidus, a story is told of Rav Yechiel Michal that he used to pray daven very late every morning, like almost like the Hasidic Shacharis, the 10 a.m. Shacharis. But he would say, and maybe this is one possible justification for those who daven later, he said that the tribe of Dan was known to gather all that had been lost, but they would also pick up all the tefillos of the children of Israel that had been praying unmindfully. So he said that many people daven, they're rushing, they don't really know what they're saying, so he viewed himself as being the ma'asif, that he davens later than everyone else and brings all those tefillos along with his own tefillo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know one of the Aseret Dibros is lo sachmod, do not covet. So everyone tries to figure out, how could we have a commandment not to feel something? Isn't coveting something natural? I see something, I want it. How can you tell me not to feel? So Rav Yechiel Michal said that this commandment is not a command. It's a promise. Hashem tells us that if we keep the first nine of the Aseret Dibros, Hashem promises that as a result of that, you will not covet. Meaning if you live your life to the fullest by following Yiddishkeit in the Torah way, your heart will be so complete and happy with what is yours, with what you have, and you've acquired for yourself fairly and righteously, you'll not crave anything beyond yourself, recognizing that everything Hashem gave you is perfect for you. The Yismach Moshe, Real Teitelbaum, in his Agdama, writes a story with Rabbi Yechiel Michal that his father Yitzhak was once sleeping. His great-grandfather came to him in a dream and asked him, why is heaven storming about the greatness of his son, Yechiel Michal? So Rav Yitzchak tried to explain the greatness of his son, but everyone would say that we have many people like that in heaven. Until Rav Yitzchak said, his son is V'rabim Hashiv Me'ovon. Many he has saved from sin. Meaning his outreach efforts, his kirov efforts, he returned people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the grandfather was satisfied that he has a tremendous place in Shemayim. In the Hakdama to the Mayim Rabim, his Talmidim record, his sons record, that Rav Yechiel Michal was like a Mayim HaMizgaber. The Torah was literally overflowing from him. And that's why they named it Mayim Rabim. There was so much Torah flowing from him. They happened to have based it on the Pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Mikolos Mayim Rabim Adir Bamarom Hashem. And which in the Siddur Keser Nahora, it says, Adir Bahem B'marom Hashem. And we know in Baba Kama and Daf Pei Beis, it says, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. So he's a Mayim Rabim, that this Torah wellspring was completely overflowing. Happens to be that the phrase Mayim Rabim is also Rashi Tevos for the name of him and his father, of Maran Yechiel Michal, which is Mayim, and then Ben Maran Rabinu Yitzchak could be rearranged to spell Rabim. And we know it's brought down that one should have a remez to his name in his Sefer name. And Rabim is also Rosh Tevos, B'nei Rabbeinu Yechiel Michal, as they were the ones who compiled it. It's recorded in a book of Hasidic stories, written by Rav Shlomo Yosef Zayin, that Rav Yechiel Mechel once exclaimed to the grandson of the Nodi Yehuda, whose grandfather Nodi Yehuda was so vehemently opposed to Hasidus and the Baal Shem Tov, that he holds no grudge against the Nodi Yehuda, as Hashem commanded Nodi Yehuda to oppose Hasidus. As when the Baal Shem Tov's neshama was going to come into the world, there was opposition from the Malachim, saying that if he comes down, Mashiach will come too soon. So the compromise was, this is what it says in this story, to send down an antagonist to the Baal Shem Tov to counteract it. So it was actually because of the Nodi Yehuda that the Baal Shem Tov was able to come into this world, and that supports the phrase, Gilgul Zechus al Yedei Zakai. We'll quote one limud from the Sefer Mayim Rabim from Yechiel Mechel on Parshas Chukas. So we know that Chukas HaTorah, what's the quintessential chok, law that doesn't, we don't really know the reason in the Torah? It's Paraduma. So Rashi tells us that the other nations ask, what is the reason for Paraduma? So Chukas HaTorah teaches us that it's a gzera, it's a decree from Shamayim, and we shouldn't be maharher after the reason. I mean, people will ask us for the reason, but we shouldn't wonder, we shouldn't ponder, accept it as a gzera. So the Mayim Rabim asks, Yechiel Mechel asks, but we know the reason. How is Paraduma the quintessential chok when Rashi later on in the Parsha tells us that the whole purpose of the Paraduma was to be mechaper, to atone for the Igel Hazav? We sinned with the golden calf, and here we have a para, another calf, which will sprinkle its ashes of the Matahir people to rectify the sin of the Igel Hazav. So why is Rashi elsewhere telling us that we don't know the reason? So Rav Yechiel Mechel answers that the Medrash says that the Malachim and Shamayim try to cover up mentioning the Igel HaZahav. Meaning the Igel HaZahav is a stain on our resume. It's something that, as we know, several places in Shas, the Chacham didn't want to even have a remez to an Igel. As we know, the Gemara in Chagiga tells us that initially there was a shore, the image of an ox, very similar to an Igel, on the Kisei HaKavod, and Yecheskel Davin that it be transformed. That it be transformed because he didn't want Inkan Teger Nasa Sanigur, that we try to avoid mentioning the Igel HaZahav or referencing it at all, and the Malachim too try to cover it up. And that's what Rashi's telling us, that the other nations will ask for the reason of Paraduma. And we know what the reason is. It's because we're trying to atone for the Igel HaZahav. But the other nations are smart. They're asking us what the reason is because they want us to mention Igel HaZahav. Because once it gets mentioned, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminded of it, and then it's going to be bad for us. So Rashi is saying that it's a chok, meaning we ourselves, Bechadre Chadarim, privately, we know the reason is to atone to Mechaper for the Igel HaZahav, but don't mention the reason in order that the Igel HaZahav is not mentioned explicitly so that it's not brought up as a way of prosecuting against us in Shamayim. So that's a little bit about the holiness of Rabbi Yechiel Mechel of Zlotchov and his Sefer on Chumash that was put together by his Talmidim and his sons called Mayim Rabim.